tonight we are looking into how we can have a better 2022 across the board. So right now we're talking with Kristen Gillespie, and man, she's just packed full of incredible findings, I guess. Is my goodness, I don't know. It's experiences, findings, all sorts of answers, and all sorts of ways maybe you've never even thought about some things. Some of these things are like a common sense, and she's deconstructed that, because for some reason in some areas of our life we have forgotten common sense. I don't know why that is, but Kristen, can you relate with me on that? Does that sound kind of a little familiar? We've forgotten the basics, the instincts of what we're born with, because I don't know why. Why is that?
I think it has a lot to do with all the influences here on the earth plane that take us out of self and out of the present moment. And so many people are struggling because of it, and they don't even know it or don't even know why.
When we come back, we're going to actually ask you more about that and take some phone calls, okay? So we'll be right back with Kristen Gillespie here on Coast to Coast AM. And you're listening to Coast to Coast AM. Happy New Year to you. Happy 2022. A lot of rhymes going with that this year. A lot of people sending little rhymes with Happy New Year 2022, all that kind of stuff. So again, thank you for all the tweets, Twitters, this, that, all the other things that come my way. I do appreciate that. Connie Willis here with you. And we are taking your phone calls as well. Talking with Kristen Gillespie, who's talking to us about sentience, deconstructing it, talking about that and taking us into 2022 in a better way, how we can take her findings and put them into actions. Now, Kristen, you were talking about something right before the break here, and I want you to get back into that again, but tell us more how we can put what you know into action.
Well, I think the biggest way is to secure a connection to your higher self. That was my starting point, because to access kind of the higher dimensional realms and higher dimensional beings and light bodies was just a little bit too much of a stretch for me at first. I also had a massive hang-up around the G word. I really associated it with all the dogma and doctrine of conventional religion. I saw all the wars that were fought over religion over millennia, and you know, that left a real bad taste in my mouth. So I had a lot of work to do in terms of deprogramming my own definition, if you will, of God. I used an acronym to start, Good Orderly Design, and related it to universal consciousness and our great oversoul. And that helped me really start to pin some sacred geometrical kind of connotations to the word God. And then I overcame a lot of my own personal blocks to understanding my own divinity. And all of the prejudice that I'd had, really that came from my own traumas and my own childhood kind of experiences around God, around love, even around words like surrender. I thought that was a really negative word, but actually I understand today the importance of living in surrender, and the true definition of surrender is to join the winning team. It has nothing to do with failure or losing a sense of self. You're actually gaining higher understanding of the self through really bringing in these sacred qualities of sentience. So start off with setting your intention. That's always what I do. That's the first way I learned how to really hone in and channel the power of my own consciousness. And I set the intention to connect with my higher self. I started meditating, and I have a very prolific meditation practice. I meditate at least for an hour every day. I do yoga every day. And look, your way of connecting to the divine could look completely different than mine. And mine has evolved and evolves over time. And it's ever changing. But I do have some constants. I journal every day because emotion is always seeking expression. So that's another way to access your own divinity and that channel to your higher self, through automatic writing or through just writing in a way that you don't really care what the outcome is, or maybe using art. I'm a trained art psychotherapist, amongst other things. So, you know, that's another beautiful medium that you can use. And don't start out trying to make a beautiful masterpiece. Start out with the intention to just connect to yourself. And you'll find that that takes you somewhere. And it actually is a bit of a stargate, if you will, because eventually it did lead me to really connect with my Pleiadian guidance team, with the Galactics, with so many of these beautiful archangelic energies that are right here, right now in our quantum field. But it took me a while to learn how to cultivate all of that and to sustain and maintain that connection. And today I can say that that's my driving force, and that's the sort of gateway, if you will, that feelings allow us to access our galactic cosmic citizenship. And that's the next step, I think, for humanity, is really getting into embracing our own unique place in the cosmos.
And, you know, as well, I think, you know, first of all, put down the phone, put down the, you know, pull down the laptop, push, you know, get out of the way of the computer, go outside if you can, you know, snow or not, whatever, go outside, get outside, just turn everything off and talk to someone else or just hang there with yourself. A lot of times we just don't do that. And it is so nice to just get inside yourself and your own thoughts, you know, have dinner by yourself, have hang out there, and don't just, sometimes people just lay down on the couch and then all of a sudden they'll nap only because they're tired. You know, people are, we're run to death. We're doing 5 billion things at once now, especially on our phone. We're being taught to and designed to just keep ourselves busy, 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 busy. And we don't think, we don't feel. I always encourage people, walk, hike, get out there. And even if you can't, maybe just go to a gym or something and get on a treadmill, it's not that you have to do that and exercise, but just turn all these things off and get within yourself. Even if you are ended up, you know, just having a nice conversation with someone. One of the things I love about dining, I love dining. Why? Well, I'm a CIA grad, so I like food, but and discussing the food and taking your time with the food, but conversation happens. And that is where you can get back into yourself as well. And I think we just stay so busy. So what do you think about that? And what do you think of ways to just slow down so that you can think and feel and actually feel how you authentically feel, as opposed to, well, so-and-so said this to me, so I need to consider that. Maybe that's how I should think.
I agree 100%. Turn off the television, tell a lie vision, right? And get out in nature, because nature is really the height of cooperation, which is serves as a great role model, if you will, for where we need to go as humanity. And nature is also a perfect reflection of our soul matrix, right? The essence of who we really are. And just go out there if you can, take your shoes off and ground.
I mean, I love that.
So important, right? Mm-hmm. Take a walk barefoot and feel the energies of earth. Talk to a tree, you know, talk to the wind, tell the fire your story, use the elements. All of these are free and they're available to us right now. Another great resource is the power of groups. That was something that really healed me back in the day when I was struggling and I couldn't see a way out of the trees, right? I just could not get out of the forest. I was lost. I found myself some groups of people who are going through similar struggles with addiction, and that really helped me see that I wasn't alone, that I wasn't crazy or a bad person for struggling with all of that. And it helped me harness some really beautiful attributes, especially gratitude. I think that's an exquisite tool that we can all harness to neutralize the channels. If you're finding you're resentful towards somebody, or you just can't find your way to organic forgiveness, or you're struggling with something, use gratitude. Be grateful for what you have, not for what you want. And start to use gratitude to sort of crack the door at finding your way towards acceptance of a particular situation, of acceptance of life on life terms. That helps us open our hearts to receiving the messages that are supposed to come to us through trials and tribulations and through challenging times. Another great tool I use is praying for the willingness. So first off, don't be afraid to pray. And we don't have to put any hugely religious connotations on the word prayer. It's just another way, like setting intention, of channeling your conscious focus. The universe comes and backs you up when you tell it what you want. So if you are specific about what it is you wish to achieve here on Earth in your reality bubble, then the cosmos are going to come and say yes, because all of your guidance team is here to help you do that. So get really clear on where it is you want to go, and don't be afraid to ask for it. And if you're struggling, willingness is the key. Pray for that willingness. And I'm going to circle back here for a second, Connie, and just touch upon the amplification effect of group consciousness. So when we get together in group meditation or group prayer or setting group intentions or sending healing out from a group, it amplifies the intent. It literally serves as a great heightener of that state of consciousness. And it not only heals and makes it much more possible for that healing to occur, it also comes back to you. And that I learned through one of the people I interviewed, Lynn McTaggart, and her beautiful work around intention. Read her latest book, The Power of Eight. It's a great read. And she sets up these healing groups, and they're all over the world. And thanks to COVID, one of the positive aspects of all of it was that a lot of things went online, so we can access so many different groups, really at our fingertips, anytime, anywhere.
And we're going to go to the phones. We got a lot of people, a lot of questions. So I hope you guys on the phones know, like, get your question and boom, we'll get an answer for you and move on to the next, just so we can try to get as many of you as we can in the new year. I also want to say, if you guys are going, where is Kristen from? Because I'm hearing this accent and then I'm hearing this accent. Well, she's a Missouri girl, right? And she's now in the UK, and all that stuff in between is what's happening that comes out. I love it. The little broadcasters in there, then the Missouri girls in there, and then you got the London, the British thing going on too. I love it. I love it. So let's go to the lines. Joseph, east of the Rockies, out of Long Island, New York. Joe, welcome to Coast to Coast. You got a question for Kristen?
I want to bring up, first, you were talking about process addiction. You have to process things, but then it could spin into an addiction. Things could be inverted. The spontaneous healing may not be there. So when you're skating on thin ice or rubber meets the road situations, how do you see that? And then what you just said, I thought was interesting about getting more specific at times. Now, you would want to look for general answers, but would being specific be something that is invitational? Like, hey, all right, this has not happened. The invitation is to be more specific about what you want, and even more specific.
Thank you for that question. Yeah. I think it's really important that we do note and acknowledge the fact that there are so many inversions in our reality. And it's designed that way to be a bit of a matrix to help us gain deeper understandings of ourselves. And the process addictions take us away from that, right? And that could be, an addiction to a specific behavior or even thought process. I find that we can often be addicted to thinking or sick thinking, negative thinking. And this is where it's important to be specific, because we can actually set our intention to overcome the process addiction itself. So once we become aware of it, we can use that wisdom we've just gained to ask the universe for the next step or the next level of healing. And that's where I think we can't really go wrong. with following our emotions. Because even if they take us to another place of hurt, quote unquote, we're still on the healing train. And as long as we're opening our hearts and our minds to what it is that spirit is trying to tell us through all these messages, we're decoding those light codes, and we are essentially perfecting or mastering here in the human form the language of the light, right? And we're able to get those kind of downloads or upgrades that we need to reach the next level of our own personal development or our own soul growth. Does that answer your question?
Well, we've got more on the line, so we're going to get to them probably in the next segment just because we're running out of time. But that was a wonderful question. Great answer. Going back to you about feelings. Feelings are real. People don't want to feel them. They're afraid to go there. And the sad thing is, whether it's good or bad, you think, okay, ooh, that's a bad feeling. I don't want to go there. Or that's going to be awful to deal with. But people are also afraid of good feelings. So what is it? What is it that has made us go, I'm not one of those. I'm like, breakthrough, you know, get through to the other side, because there's wonderful things there. And usually the fear is what we need to go through first and get there. This is me talking, but what is it? What's the problem? Is that just from our teachings in the world of going, hey, man, you don't want to feel here. Just be straight, you know, just chill. What is it?
Well, I think it's just a natural part of the human condition, Connie. We all have a deep-seated fear of losing what we have or not getting what we want. And so we sometimes don't even try.
Or just stay in the middle there, right? Just limbo.
Yeah, that's right. We sell ourselves so short. And I remember embarking on this phase of my spiritual development and feeling like my sadness and grief and anger was going to kill me. And I felt like if I let myself cry, I'd cry a river forever. Or if I let myself get angry, I'd kill somebody, you know? And none of the above happened.
Well, and we are glad that that was the case, but yeah, the extremes, so let's ask her when we come back, Kristen, then if you go there, how do you make sure, you know, you go there, commit, embrace, but then you come out the other side where you went? And I will ask that next when we come back. Kristen Gillespie with us. Connie Willis here too. Happy New Year. Happy 2022. Connie Willis here on Coast to Coast AM. Happy New Year from Coast to Coast AM. Connie Willis here talking with Kristen Gillespie. And we have so many people on the phones right now wanting to ask her a question. We will get to that for sure. But I want to go back to what you were talking about before, Kristen, because you know, it was time to go. And you were talking about fear.
I was. Fear, so many of us don't know what to do with it, right? And I use it as an acronym for like, false evidence appearing real. And if we get ourselves out of this illusion of separation, we start to see fear in a whole new light. But so many of us harbor deep-seated fears of like losing what we have or not getting what we want that we don't even try for anything. And we sell ourselves so short in the process. And I remember in the beginning of this next phase in my spiritual development, I felt like my feelings were going to kill me, Connie. I mean, I thought if I let myself cry, I would cry a river forever. Or if I let myself get angry, I might kill somebody, you know. And a lot of people have these fears of what they're capable of if they let the tidal wave of emotion in. But we can learn healthy ways to sort of press that release valve and allow our feelings to come out little by little in safe bursts so that they don't all accumulate as either a big bundle of anxiety, which is what happened for me, and I had panic attacks most of my life until I got better and did the inner work, or the other end of that spectrum, flip side of that coin, which is depression, which is when we suppress everything, and that can lead to suicidal tendencies and addictions. So it's really important to develop healthy coping strategies and using the power of prayer and the power of spirit and the power of sentience to do so.
You know, it's interesting. And again, your background may be able to give a thumbs up with this, because it's very similar to mine. But growing up, I always knew I wanted to be in the field of media and the arts and the film and TV and, you know, all that kind of thing. Never knew really about radio until I got into it. And I'm like, hey, that is the best foundation of everything. That's what a professor told me. And they were right. But taking acting classes, taking improv classes, taking broadcasting and working live and learning how to work in live settings where, of course, you're going to fail. You're going to say the wrong thing. You're going to stumble, stutter, whatever. Things are going to happen in front of you that you're thinking inside your head, oh, do I say that? Do I see this? How do I explain that? These things occur and you're taught and you're trained to do it. What, you know, go with your original thought and tell it. And don't be afraid of how you tell it. Just say it. In fact, use nickel words. And when you're trained that way, and that's all you do all your life, I mean, like me, all my stuff is live. You tell it as you see it, car racing, boat racing, QVC products, you know, things happen. Big lights fall across the floor and you're on the air going, oh, do I laugh right now? Or do I, what do I do? You know, these things happen. And it's just like you talking about, you know, if you let them out, It to me, it's very much therapy, I guess. And that's what people would get into acting classes for. They're like, oh, this is better than therapy. It is. It's getting it out, the original thought, going with it. And so as you're talking about doing that type of stuff, that's just what comes back into my mind is that maybe I've had that therapy all my life because of taking all those courses and things. But it's about your original thought. So instead of pushing it down and not dealing with it and it blowing up later, but just dealing with it, like you say, like those small spurts. Well, you're dealing with it in small spurts if it's just happening and you're just going with it. So actually, yay, I'm glad I took all those courses and classes along the way. And I might be silly every now and then shooting things out that most people go, man, nobody would ever do that. Well, broadcasters, we would. Can you relate with what I'm saying?
I can. You're talking about the healing power of the arts, and feeling is a flow, and we all want to get into that flow state because I think we all intrinsically know that that's what helps us manifest and access, you know, the law of attraction and all that good stuff. But we have to understand that consciousness is also intricately interwoven into that fabric of life, and it's a current, and our bodies are energetic bodies, right? So anywhere where there's a gap in circuitry, this is from Dr. Sue Mortar's work, we get kind of a buildup, if you will, and we call that a block. But I don't think that's an actual physical obstruction usually. It's that we haven't been able to develop the wiring within our energetic system to achieve like an optimum consciousness flow. And so it gets builds, and we feel negative emotion. And then we have to go and release it in the physical body via yoga or some other form of physical release. The martial arts are another great one. Tai Chi Gong is a fabulous tool that I use, as well as Kundalini yoga, because I'm actually a Kundalini yoga teacher.
Nice.
But, you know, we can do that. And then we have to work in the Holy Trinity, the mind-body-soul complex. Release it from the physical body, release it from the mental field, and then release it from the soul or the heart or the energetic body. And that improves our energetic circulation. And that's when we essentially start becoming a better version of ourselves. And we ascend and we become our higher selves incarnate in the physical.
Going to the phones because we have a lot of calls. We're going to try to get you guys all in here. Wildcard line number one, Bianca out of San Jose, California. Welcome to Coast, Bianca, and Happy New Year.
I want to say thank you guys so much for this. All the questions that I had, you pretty much answered all of them just by listening as I was waiting. And one thing that I want to ask, I guess, is what's your answer about like curses and like, you know, witchcraft and stuff like that? Because I know personally I've been through stuff that, you know, I guess it's kind of real, but I also, I'm at a point where I've been in the process of, you know, trying to get sober for the last 5 years. It's been more intense the last year. where all of my emotions and all of my feelings are just taking over me. And like you were saying right now, like, I feel like if I start crying, I literally cry a river. And, you know, if I get angry, I get, you know, above and beyond. So I just want to know, you know, well, you know, I got the answer for that about how to go about that. But I was also told by somebody that I might be, you know, under a spell or something like that. So what do you say about that? I guess that's my question.
Bianca, first off, I want to honor your strides toward recovery. And I think it's like the best thing about my recovery is that I got my feelings back. And the worst thing about recovery is that I got my feelings back, you know, and that again goes back to that full spectrum thing. But touching on curses and witchcraft is so important. It's so crucial that we start to understand and acknowledge the spirit realm and all these other energetic forces at play in the quantum field that affect our reality bubble and that affect our moods and our mindset all the time. My first answer to you would be to really harness the power of psychic protection. Psychic attack is real, and these curses can affect people. They can cause death. I don't want to scare anybody. We can empower ourselves through knowledge, through wisdom, through the application of really starting to learn how to protect our auric field. So if I were you, I would use your intention and connect with your spirit guides or your guidance team. There's some beautiful, beautiful meditations online that help you really secure that connection, and ask for their help to come and start to put a plasmic bubble of protection. I use the Merkaba. You can use a pyramid. It doesn't have to be sacred geometry. It can just be a bubble of light. Now, I generally start to work with golden light. Then I can move up to ultraviolet light. Be careful of white light. Spirits like to attach to white light, so you have to be quite well versed in these things to understand how to use white light to your advantage. And ask for that plasmic bubble to have reflective screens so that all curses, hexes, and any kind of witchcraft on you, and it can even be in the form of just a negative thought or, you know, somebody kind of talking bad about you, they can bounce off and return to sender. And you can redirect that energy to go back to the place it originated from, and it will. And this is karmic retribution, which is a huge theme of 2022, actually. So I think it's really important that you also learn how to filter out all of these negative energies and these attachments and engage in some kind of spirit release. There's some incredible psychic surgeons about. Andy Porter is one of them. Jonna Webster is one of them. You can find them online. I'm training in spirit release right now, so I'm sort of getting that bit going in terms of my own growth. So I hope, Bianca, that helps you a little bit, and I just wish you the best on your recovery journey of healing.
Wildcard line number 2, Walter out of Graham, Washington. Welcome to Coast to Coast, and Happy New Year, Walter.
Oh, thank you. Happy New Year to you. I was going to ask Christian, if I've been at this a long time. I've been trying to connect with my higher power, my higher self. And I call it, I'm taking it with religious terms, but I'm actually about it scientifically, is that I call it, it would be like having your Holy Spirit appear to you or be able to connect with your Holy Spirit. And I mean, like the Spirit of Mary or Spirit of Jesus. And this would be the ultimate protection to me. But what I'm trying to do is really have the Spirit appear. In other words, something that I could, if my Spirit would appear to me, that would be like your guardian angel appearing, or something real. We could actually go to the TV station and say, look, this is the beginning of the saving of the world. Our spirits can appear. And I mean, I've even talked to priests and said, why don't you guys at church, why don't you ask Mary, please appear, our spirit, or even our own Holy Spirits, could you please appear to us and talk to us? And they say, oh, we're not supposed to have that happen. We're supposed to have to suffer here and all this goofy stuff. So anyway, do you understand what I'm trying to say about the real real religion or real science about if our spirits are able to appear, if we have some kind of higher self that could, in case we die, can bring us back to life and keep us living forever. And that's where I'm at. I mean, nothing seems to be on a real basis with me. So
I totally get what you mean. And I think it's important to move into acceptance rather than expectance. So sometimes I found that my preconceived notions of what my communication with my spirit guides or my higher self should look like actually blocks my actual communication with that. And this comes back to the power of clairsentience. I think it's probably the clair most often used by spirit. And I'm hoping that my film showcases clairsentience and the feeling mechanism. I want to show it in the spotlight it deserves the best way we can in 3D, translate photonic light codes from the cosmos and receive all that information from our spirit guides who are always trying to help us. And that's an important theme for 2022, is to connect. Find your own way to connect. Be inventive, be creative. Really start to innovate new ways of connection, because you want to honor that primordial gift and that primordial power of sentience. Because this is a cosmic refresh. 2022 is seeding galactic citizenship. It's upgrade for starseeds. To level up, we have to step up. And we've got to start looking at our karmic debt. And if you haven't done the inner work and the shadow work and the inner child integration already, karma's going to bite you in the butt. So it's really time to make sure that you are clearing those trauma fields and that you are finding your center and expressing from that pure place of the essence of who you really are. And then you're going to become a match to all those beautiful timelines and the life that you truly deserve here on Earth.
Oh, that's so nicely said. So as we wrap it up, it flies by, doesn't it? It always flies by. Every guest says that too. It's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's over. Well, tell us where we can find you.
You can find me on YouTube, deconstructingsentience.com. So just find, if you go to YouTube, you can just type in Deconstructing Sentience. I've also got my website, deconstructingsentience.com, and you can find me on Instagram, Telegram, and Facebook as well, /deconsentience on those social media handles.
And right now you have two documentaries, correct? Is there more to come?
There is loads more to come, Connie. I've got so much content in the pipeline. I'm working on a couple new documentaries, but really doing the back work on that. My YouTube channel also has a lot of interviews. I've posted all the full interviews in the film with amazing spiritual stars like Bruce Lipton, Greg Braden, Magenta Pixie, Marina Jacoby, William Henry, Billy Carson, Sonia Grace, a lot of guests on Coast, actually.
Yes.
So yeah, it's absolutely Daryl Anka. We mentioned there's so many, I can't even name them. But yeah, it's chock full of power quotes and inspiration for 22 to really help you deal with these intense emotions that are still coming, because we're going to experience more 2021 bleed throughs. So we need to get out of denial and really stop spiritual bypassing and start harnessing this exquisite power of sentience.
Yep. And who was the guy I fell in love with? Who was the guy? Was that Daryl Anka?
Daryl Anka. So, yeah. Anka. And his higher self, Bashar.
I just thought he was great. I was like, wow, I loved everything he said. And then is it Giovanni? He just seems way too young looking to have such wisdom that he has.
Oh, he is amazing. And the Artie Dote is an incredible social media channel to follow, because he is so deep and he uses art and quotes and words and semantics and language together to make something really special. And he's the real deal, man. He speaks from the heart.
I love that. So really the biggest message of all, as we head out to 2022, heal yourselves. We can heal the world. We can heal the multiverse by doing that. And hey, if you want to know where to go and how to get into that mode and that mindset, hey, go learn how to deconstruct sentience with Kristen Gillespie. That sound pretty good, Kristen?
That sounds great. You covered it all, Connie. Thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity. I'm massively grateful.
Thank you. And best of luck to you. And we're looking forward to seeing more of what you bring to light for us. And I'm going to go back and watch what I've already seen with what you've done. So thank you very much. That's Kristen Gillespie and Deconstructing Sentience. That is Sentience. So Deconstructing Sentience, Sentience. You'll like, those are free documentaries for you to watch. He wants you to pass them on, and you will love it. It's deep. It's fun. It's also to where it doesn't go too far over your head. It takes you to it. She explains it, and I like that. I like that. Sometimes things like this can go too far, but no, she's nailed it. Good job. Good job. So more coming up in 2022 of how to, move forward. And we're going to be talking about respect next. Stay with us. You're listening to Connie Willis here on Coast to Coast AM.